I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can remember your name. Cause there ain't no one for to give you.
Doesn't
no
this
pain.
Make you just want to saddle up? Jennifer and I have a weekend coming up where we're taking some good friends down to a ranch outside of Sonoyta, Arizona. We're going to spend 4 days just covering Santa Cruz County, riding the horses. I'm so fired up about that. We're talking this morning with Mr. Don Swan, the biologist at Saguaro National Park. Saguaros, they have a lot of mysteries and a lot of myths about them. Do we know truly how fast they grow?
Yeah, that's a great question, and there are a lot of myths about this. So to begin with, they grow very, very, very slowly when they're young. So if you find a saguaro out there that's 5 years old, it's only going to be about a half an inch tall. So you don't even see them until they're 5 or 10 years.
Wow.
At 20 years of age, they're anywhere between like 5 and 18 inches tall. So they grow very slowly at first.
Wow. At that point, you can mistake them for a barrel cactus, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
And but the big difference is the barrel cactus usually have those curved hook spines.
Yes.
And those saguaro spines are kind of white and straight.
Okay.
And then you hear a lot of different things about, you know, how old they are depending on their size, and we can get an estimate of that, but it really depends on rainfall. So in the western parts of the state, they grow much more slowly than they do here on the east side of Tucson. So, for example, they start flowering when they're maybe 7 feet tall or so. That can be anywhere between the ages of 38 over here on the east side of Tucson to 72 years of age in the western desert.
Wow.
So that growth rate is really variable, and it varies in every year depending on how much summer rain we get. So... They're not even
procreating till they're 70.
Yeah, isn't that something?
Wow. All right.
And
now,
then they can
now
continue when... to put, then they'll put out flowers and fruits and seeds and, until, you know, for 100 years after that or almost. So
when we first got here in the 60s, we were told that a saguaro doesn't put its first arm on till it's like 150.
Well, usually between about 50 and 90 years when they first start to grow their arms. And so the reason they put out those arms is because they can increase their reproductive potential, right? They can have more flowers, more fruits, more seeds. Over the course of their lifetime, they can produce literally millions of seeds. And most of those seeds don't survive, so they need those seeds out there to produce new young saguaros.
Now, it was my understanding that the largest saguaro cactus in Arizona, located between Cave Creek and Bartlett Lake, we lost here in the last 2 years. Have we replaced the title? Do we know the next largest saguaro cactus in Arizona?
I don't know the answer to that. That one did fall down. And ones that are over 50 feet tall are unusual. The tallest one that we've ever recorded in the park here is about 52 and a half feet. If anybody knows of any saguaros out there that are more than 50 feet tall, I think you can register them with the tallest tree, you know, online. I'd like to know about any tall ones.
You can. And
anything over 50.
The Champion Trees program, the Arizona Forestry Division runs. So how do you measure
is
a
the,
50
is the
foot
saguaro
tall
a tree?
For well, Arizona.
You can use a really long measuring pole, or you can estimate the height. If you remember your high school math, you can use trigonometry and the angles to estimate the height of the tall ones, and that's generally what we do when we go out there with our volunteers.
Can you give us a refresher on that on air?
A squared plus B squared equals C squared. Yeah, okay. Very good.
Yeah.
Well, we certainly appreciate you joining us and sharing with us the beauty. Invite the folks to Saguaro National Park. Tell them what they're missing if they haven't been there.
Oh, it's just a fantastic place. You know, we have opportunities for hiking. We've got driving roads for people that don't want to get out of their car. It's a great place to bring bicycles and bike. Right now and over the next few months, it's going to be so beautiful with the rains we've had. Things are starting to grow, and we'll be getting blooms. There's really so many things to do, and it's a wonderful place to visit. I always like to say it's Arizona's other national park. We're really proud of it down here in Tucson. It's a great place to come to visit. So we encourage everybody to do so, and there's a lot to do down here.
Well, you can log on to the website nps.gov, Saguaro National Park, and there's actually places in there. They show you the calendar of events, they show you maps, and they show you an opportunity to reserve. That's the camping spots, correct?
Yeah, for camping, you need reservations for that.
How far, they're
usually easy to get.
Are they, I was going to ask, how far out? It's not like trying to get a hiking pass to have a supai, is it?
No, not for our campsites. It's not nearly as popular.
Okay.
But yeah. Now, you know, our park was established in the 1930s to protect and celebrate this plant that means so much to the state. So we got lots of saguaros here, and it's a really great place to kind of learn about saguaros, and you can learn them a lot more from our website.
One more beautiful little corner of our great state of Arizona, Mr. Don Swan, biologist of Saguaro National Park. We'll see you there soon. I'm going to drop in and meet you now that we've had a chance to visit. Appreciate your time this Saturday morning.
Great. It's really a pleasure. Thank you so much.
All right. So we were reeling off in the 7 o'clock hour all the things you could do in Arizona you needed to start planning for to get ready for spring break. We've just added one more, Saguaro National Park. It's absolutely gorgeous. Jennifer and I have done quite a bit of horseback riding through it, and it's spectacular, especially this spring. It's going to be fabulous.